2 weeks from today, minor league baseball is scheduled to be back in Omaha. The Omaha Storm Chasers and the St. Paul Saints, the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, are scheduled to play at Warner Park. Fingers crossed. There is some chatter in the industry about minor league baseball being pushed back a couple of weeks due to vaccinations and getting more players vaccinated. But minor league players at their respective neutral sites or at their spring training facilities in Florida, Arizona, are actually playing games. So I think we'll be good for 2 weeks from today that minor league baseball will be back. But there are some in the major league organizations that would like a two-week pause. That would not be good. That would not be good. So let's hope for 2 weeks from today, beautiful weather and opening day at Warner Park. And it's been a long time since we've had an opening day of Omaha Storm Chaser baseball. Welcome back into the Gary Sharp Show. It's 11:36. There is George, Matt Lothrop, Robin Washut, and Tom Chattel all to join us. One thing you learn about volleyball in this state, and it's unique. If you were not a volleyball fan, and maybe you're still not a volleyball fan, you're at least aware of the passion of people in this state, regardless of what program they're rooting for. It's a topic of conversation. It's very rare to see it covered as much as it is in the media, for even this radio station to bring it up. And we talk about it even outside of when the Final Four is in this town. You know the one thing that the fans for that sport, and actually football as well, if you are in the TV, radio, or newspaper business, whether you're local or national, and you come in to broadcast an event here or broadcast one of the three Division I programs, you better be on top of your game. You better have your knowledge of, first of all, the geography around here that doesn't take an hour to get from Creighton's campus to the Hilton Garden Inn. But you better know the sport, the history of the sport, because volleyball fans in the state, they know what they're talking about. And if you are not on their level with the descriptions or history or stories about players, they're going to call you out. It forces you to know what you're doing and to be better at your craft. It just shows the passion of that sport in this state. And it's, you know, it's football as well. You can't get on the air or write a column and, you know, pretend that you're Mr. X's and O's. If you come across as Mr. or Mrs. X and O's, people are going to call you on it. I noticed that over the last couple of days with volleyball. People just been angry about this tournament. They've just been angry about the whole tournament. And now that Nebraska's out, beaten out by Texas, it just, okay, I just had enough. But the head coach for Nebraska, John Cook, and this is more than just a volleyball thing. Listening to him yesterday, and it's been a difficult season for everyone in college. It's been a difficult year for everyone. Then if you're a student athlete trying to play your sport, it has been really, really difficult. It's been tough. It's been a wild year. I think when I hear John speak, there's more to his story about the kind of season that they have had. This season for Nebraska volleyball never felt right. It was a short season. Then they went on a pause. They didn't get to play Wisconsin. You almost wanted more. It was a really, really good roster. And now it's the season comes to an end, and the season will start up here shortly. I mean, you'll be back onto a normal schedule. But there's the great unknown. You have four seniors. You have Jazz Sweet. You have Lexi Sun, Lauren Stiverins, among those four who are integral in the success of the program. But yet you have the greatest recruiting class you've ever had that are ready to get their shot. And it's the unknown of what is next. And do you really want to go out like this, where you had a short season, where you spent a lot of the season with somebody sticking a swab up your nose, where you didn't get to truly experience what it was like to play at a place like Nebraska, where you got 8,000 people watching? It's kind of the same thing about football. You go through a season where every single day you have somebody sticking a swab up your nose, touching the back of your brain, and it's not normal. You're still trying to go to school. You're still trying to play your sport. 90,000 people aren't in the stands. I mean, that's what you see, the reaction of athletes when they get back and they went through a year of not having fans, and all of a sudden they're playing in front of fans. Look at the reaction on their face. I mean, I saw it firsthand on Saturday. Might have been only 3,200 people, but you're a football player and you're used to 90,000 people, and all of a sudden you have that. Even yesterday, there were 4,000 people. Now, they were separated a long way apart in a building of 17,000, but just the reaction of athletes when all of a sudden, whether it be Texas or Nebraska yesterday, they're playing before fans. But this is going to be a weird year for Nebraska when it comes to volleyball. You know, you can see value in a loss. Say, okay, what can we do better? Well, Nebraska, it's pretty clear. Texas was, physically, they were better at the net. They had better athletes. They stayed in system yesterday, I would say probably 90% of the time. Their back row was really, really good. Texas played exceptional yesterday. Nebraska did not. You know, Nebraska never got to take control. You know, Nebraska is still looking for those magical outside hitters. An Eggleston or a Fields who was dominant for Texas. So the value of a loss, you can say, okay, that's what they have. This is what we have coming. And Nebraska has addressed some of those concerns. But what an odd feeling where you have seniors that kind of make a decision on what they're going to do, and do you really want to go out like this? Say, what could have been if we would have been healthy? If we wouldn't have had 4 false positive tests yesterday, where we had this anxiety and the unknown, if we were even going to play. And this is supposed to be our biggest matchup to this point. But through it all, and we've kind of, more on the professional side, heard stories of, wild stories of how athletes have gotten COVID and what it's been like, and then what it's been like to try and compete day to day, being away from your families, all of that stuff. But now that this season is over and we are going to get back to a more normal calendar with our college athletics, and your drive should be even more to have, in the sporting world, as much normalcy as possible. Whatever you can do to affect something being back to normal, you learn from this year and you find a way to do it. Everybody wants more fans in the stands. They want to get the stadiums back. They want to have a Final Four where it feels normal. You're not playing in a convention center where there's debris falling on the floor from the roof. So if that's your goal, and I think this, I mean, John Cook's 64 years old, and I think this wore on him because there's a lot of things that he likes in terms of interaction with his team. Just the reaching them on a different level that he wasn't able to do this year. And he's not alone. There's other coaches that had the same issues. I think you look and you talk to your team, and if your university isn't a place, and there's not many of them, that are going to require returning students in the fall to get a vaccination, I think Rutgers is the only one in the Big Ten. Don't you have to look around the room and say, this was a rough year for us. We didn't like it. What can we do, our part, to make sure we have a normal year? I know UNL is advertising today. They have a massive vaccination clinic on campus today. Do you nudge, nudge, wink, wink, send your athletes to make sure they're vaccinated so that you can have a normal year and that you never have something like this again? I think the answer is yes, and all I had to do was look at it on the face of John Cook. He missed that. It wore on him. It wore on this team, like it has a lot of athletic teams that are striving to be able to do their sport but navigate all of the landmines of doing it during a pandemic. So I hope one thing, as we get towards the end of the kind of the college calendar, when the College World Series will end it in June, is you do your part to get back to as much normalcy as possible. And, you know, and maybe it won't feel normal for a while still. Maybe in August, there won't be 8,000 people in the Vandy Center. But I think you have to do it as a team, do everything possible to make sure you can have that opportunity. All right, 11:44, quick break. We'll come back. We'll get to some emails in the Equitable Bank inbox. You're more than welcome to join us all show long on the Share Omaha Do Good Week Zone hotline, 402-951-1620. Gonzaga picked up an important recruit yesterday. As a matter of fact, he's the number one recruit in the country. People are talking about a guy that's 7'1" that played in high school and what he'll look like in college basketball. I think there's a bigger story to him committing to Gonzaga. We'll get into it next. It's the Gary Sharp Show with George in 1620 The Zone.